Lecture topic, the auspiciousness of the day of Friday.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala al-mab'uuthi rahmatan lil alameen. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man walahum bi ihsanin ila yawm al-deen wa ba'd. Faqad qala jalla wa ala fi kitabihi al-majid wa furqanihi al-hamid. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. يا ايها الذين امنوا اذا نودي للصلاه من يوم الجمعه فاسعوا الى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم ان كنتم تعلمون وعن اوس بن اوس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ان من افضل ايامكم يوم الجمعه فاكثروا علي من الصلاه فيه فان صلاتكم معروضه علي او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام. Honorable scholars, respected brothers and elders, it is indeed the weakness of human nature that when he is favored with a bounty, occasionally he values it, he treasures it, he appreciates it. Yet very strange and ironical, when he is given the same bounty more often, more common, he becomes ungrateful to the bounty, he becomes immune to the bounty, or at its least he trivializes the significance and the merit of that bounty. By way of example, the Muslims across the globe, both religious and irreligious, conscious and negligent, collectively honor, respect and revere both the Eids, and rightfully so. People take off from work, dedicate the day to ibadat, spend the night preceding Eid in ibadat, wonderful. But how many Muslims are there, and leave the irreligious Muslims, how many Muslims are there who supposedly form the religious category of this ummah, that truly respect and honor the day of Jum'ah, which is a bounty granted to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every week. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, in merit and in virtue, it surpasses both the Eids. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, إِنَّهُمْ لَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ كَمَا حَسَدُونَ عَلَىٰ الْجُمْعَةِ. We have been envied by other nations for many bounties that Allah has given us, but we have not been envied for anything greater as much as we've been envied for Jum'ah. إِنَّهُمْ لَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ. We have not been envied by other nations for any bounty. Now, as much as we've been envied for the auspiciousness, the merit, the virtue of the day of Jum'ah, if you study ahadith, you will know the virtue of Jum'ah dates back to the very inception of the creation and the universe. Amongst the Arabs, there was a man by the name of Ka'b bin Luay, who features high up in the ancestry of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, close to 5 centuries before the arrival of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's great-great-great-grandfather. He routinely would gather the Arabs on a Friday and he would deliver a sermon to stimulate some form of spirituality. The hadith appears in both Musnad and the Mustadrak on the strength of Aws ibn Aws radiallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ مِنْ أَفْضَلِ أَيَّامِكُمْ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ. The noblest day in the life of a believer undoubtedly is a Friday. خَلَقَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ Adam. Allah created your father Adam on a Friday. And to be more specific, on a Friday prior to sunset, this is what we learn from the ahadith, the time that Sayyidina Adam was created. فِيهِ قُبِضَ. Adam alayhi salam passed away on a Friday. فِيهِ النَّفْخَةُ. The trumpet will be blown on a Friday. فِيهِ السَّعْقَةُ. The subsequent unconsciousness that will grip humanity will happen on a Friday. فَأَكْثِرُوا عَلَيَّ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ فِيهِ فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ مَعْرُوضَةٌ عَلَيَّ. The first thing you ought to do amongst others as a mark of respect for Friday, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, increase your recitation of salutations upon me, for verily your salutations are presented before me. Sahaba said, وَكَيْفَ تُعْرَضُ صَلَاتُنَا عَلَيْكَ وَقَدْ أَرَمْتَ أَيْ بَلِيْتَ. O Prophet of Allah, we understand while you're alive, we invoke the blessings of Allah upon you. But once you have passed away and your body has decomposed, how will our salutations reach you? He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ حَرَّمَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ أَن تَأْكُلَ أَجَسَادَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. Allah has made it forbidden for the ground to eat on the flesh of a Nabi, and Allah has made it forbidden for the insects of this earth to feed on the flesh of a Nabi. Now, many of us perhaps have heard of the great scholar Abu Abdullah, Muhammad ibn Hassan al-Busayri, rahimahumullah. He was suffering from paralysis. His entire body was paralyzed. He had composed many couplets in the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asking Allah to invoke salutations. One Thursday night, the night preceding the day of Jum'ah, he decided to devote the night to sending salutations on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he started reciting with great love and attachment and bond the praises and salutations on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. While doing so, he was overpowered by sleep, and in the sleep he sees a vision of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He complains to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of the paralysis of his body, the sickness that he's experiencing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gently rubs his hand over his body, and Allah instantly cures him. When he awakens from the sleep, he finds a scarf on the side. He finds a scarf that was given to him in the dream. And it is for the very same reason that this poem is known as Qasida Burda, which enjoys recognition across the globe. In the morning, as he walks out in the marketplace, a very pious man comes to him and he says, recite for me those couplets and those praises that you had sent on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Imam Busairi says, well, I have sent a lot of salutations. Which one are you referring to? He said, last night what you sent on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he was listening to you attentively in his dream, in your dream, so was I listening to you. He said, recite for me. And then he started, Alhamdulillahi munshi al-khalqi min adami, thumma salatu ala al-mukhtari fil qidami. It is very famous. All praise belongs to Allah who created man from nothing, and may the choicest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon the noblest of humans. Once when I was in California, there were a few youngsters that were very fond of me and they used to attend my programs. So Friday nights, they used to take me out a little, see the place, the country and, you know, the surrounding area. One day they said, Sheikh, we want to take you to Hamza Yusuf, who is a world-renowned scholar, and he has a Zaytuna institution in California. I said, that will be great. After my lecture, we'll go down. Anyway, I completed my lecture and we went there. Wallah, I was intrigued. And it left an indelible impression. As we entered into this institution of Hamza Yusuf, people have heard his name. In fact, I had the good privilege of sharing platform with him once, speaking collectively at one particular conference. The general people in this entire gathering, routinely on Thursday, in a chorus form, they all had memorized the entire Qasida, and with love and feeling, bond and passion, they were reciting. It was such an atmosphere, it moved me to tears. And the book is translated in English. People can read it and understand it. So this was the benefit of salutation on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The hadith appears in Tirmidhi. Ubay ibn Ka'b is the narrator. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam idha dhahaba thuluthul layl qama faqal." When a third of the night would pass, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would stand up and he would say, "Ya ayyuhan nas udhkurullah." Oh people, remember Allah. Ja'atir rajifa. The first call of the trumpet of Israfil has sounded. تَتْبَعُهَا الرَّادِفَةَ, which will be followed by the next call. جَاءَتِ الْمَوْتُ بِمَا فِيهِ, and with it comes death and whatever death comprises. So I said, O Prophet of Allah, إِنِّي أُكْثِرُ الصَّلَاةَ عَلَيْكَ, while you are close to me and I have the opportunity, I want to share something with you. I make it a point of sending abundance of salutations upon you. فَكَمْ أَجْعَلُ لَكَ مِنْ صَلَاتِي. How much time should I allocate daily or weekly towards salutation upon you? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma shi'ta," whatever you comfortable to do, that will be good for you. I said, "Ar-rubu," if I devote quarter of my time to sending salutations upon you, he said, "Ma shi'ta fa in zitta fa huwa khayrun lak." If you're comfortable with quarter, that's great. However, if you increase it, it's better for you and not for me. You increase in salutations, you're doing yourself good. I said, "Oh, Prophet of Allah, if I make it half my time in salutations," he said, "Ma shi'ta fa in zitta fa huwa khayrun lak." Whatever you're comfortable, it's your prerogative. But the more you read, the better for you. I said, "Oh, Prophet of Allah, I'm going to devote all my time to salutations upon you." He said, "Idhan tukfa hammak wa yughfar laka dhanbak." Then consider all your sins forgiven and all your worries removed. If you devote all your time to salutations. Now, a humble suggestion that I may make. While we're traveling, we all are passionate to hear the news, to hear the sports. A little thing that I, by the grace of Allah, may Allah accept it, and I've shared it with brothers. On Friday, as a mark of discipline to the auspiciousness of this day, that Friday while I'm driving, I will not be listening to any news or any sports. And that time, while I commute from point A to point B, how about me devoting that time to salutations on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Say inshallah. The next virtue of the great auspiciousness of this day, the hadith appears in Mu'atta of Imam Malik. Abu Huraira is the narrator, and he was discussing this hadith to a person called Ka'b. Ka'b Ahbar was a person prior to accepting Islam, well versed with the divine scriptures. So Abu Huraira says, "I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, خير يوم طلعت عليه الشمس يوم الجمعة. The noblest day on which the sun has ever risen is a Friday. And in the riwayat of Ibn Majah, on the strength of Abu Lubaba Ibn Abdul Munzir, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ سَيِّدُ الْأَيَّامِ. Just as I'm the leader of humanity, Friday is the leader of all days that Allah has created. وَأَعْظَمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْأَضَاحَى وَيَوْمِ الْفِطْرِ. And this day holds more merit in the eyes of Allah than both the Eids. خَلَقَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ آدَمَ. Allah created Adam on this day. أُهْبِطَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. Adam was sent to the earth on this day. Fihi tiba alayhi. Allah accepted the repentance of Adam on this day. Fihi mata. Adam passed away on this day. Fihi taqumu sa'a. The final hour of Qiyamah happens on a Friday. Ma min dabbatin illa wa hiya musikhatun yawm al-jum'ah. At the break of the dawn of Friday, every creature becomes hysterical. They become nervous that perhaps today could be the last day. And in the riwayat of Ibn Majah, the Prophet ﷺ said, just not every creature, but every creation. مَا مِن مَلَكٍ مُقَرَّبٍ وَلَا بَحْرٍ وَلَا سَمَاءٍ وَلَا رِيَاحٍ إِلَّا وَهُنَّ يُشْفِقْنَ مِن يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ. The mountain around you, the bird above you, the seas on your side, the clouds above you, every creation becomes tense that perhaps today is Qiyamah. إِلَّا الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ. With the exception of man and jinnat, it makes no difference to his life. Then Abu Huraira said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, فِيهِ سَاعَةٌ لا يوافقها عبد مسلم وفي رواية لا يصادفها عبد مسلم وهو يصلي. In this Friday there is a moment of acceptance. Any believer who will supplicate Allah on that moment, provided it happens while he is in salah, ما لم يسأل حراما, and is not asking something unlawful, he must consider that prayer answered and his request granted. So Abu Huraira said, when I quoted this hadith, Ka'b responded and he said, وَذَلِكَ فِي كُلِّ سَنَةٍ يَوْمٌ. I guess so that moment of acceptance happens once per annum. So one Friday in a year, you got a moment of acceptance. قُلْتُ لَا بَلْ فِي كُلِّ جُمْعَةٍ. Abu Huraira said, no, this happens on every Friday. What Allah is not restricted while stocks last. Come early, avoid disappointment. No, that doesn't work with Allah. Inna hadha la rizquna ma lahu min nafad. Allah said, it's unending. You come and you'll get it. So Ka'b said, okay, let me go back to my sources in the Torah, because he was well versed in the Torah. He went back to the Torah. The riwayat is in Mu'tah Imam Malik. فَقَرَأَ كَعْبٌ التَّوْرَاتَ. He reflected through the pages of Torah and he came back and he said, صَدَقَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. The Prophet of Allah has spoken the truth, that the Torah confirms that the Friday, every Friday has a moment of acceptance. Abu Huraira said, we ended the discussion. ثُمَّ لَقِيتُ عَبْدَ اللَّهِ ابْنِ سَلَامٍ. Then I met Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu, who prior to accepting Islam was also a priest. فَحَدَّثْتُهُ بِمَجْلِسِي مَعَ كَعْبٍ. I said, you know what, I had a dialogue with Ka'b and we were debating this moment of acceptance on a Friday. And then obviously I got him to understand in the light of the hadith, it's not one to the year, but it's one moment to every Friday. So Abdullah ibn Salam said, that's correct, but you know what, I can elevate the debate to a different level. So I said, what is it? He said, I can tell you when that moment is. Abu Huraira's eyes popped out. He said, أَخْبِرْنِي أَيَّ سَاعَةٍ هِيَ. If you can be specific and tell me exactly when it is, I'll be more than grateful. He said, هِيَ آخِرُ سَاعَةٍ مِّنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ. It is the last few moments on a day of a Friday, when unfortunately many of us are negligent of Asr, and Allah forbid we don't follow it up with Maghrib. As I mentioned, the bounty that comes occasionally, the religious and the non-religious are all searching for the night of Qadr. But how many are there in this ummah that are searching for the moment of acceptance on a Friday? فَلْتَمِسُوهَا. The riwayat of Abu Dawud. فَلْتَمِسُوهَا آخِرَ سَاعَةٍ مِّنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ. Search for this moment on the last few hours of a Friday. So Abu Huraira said, I interjected. And I said, wait, Abdullah ibn Salam, I can't digest this here. You telling me the moments of acceptance are on after Asr, between Asr and Maghrib, but then I sense a degree of contradiction. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يصادفها عبد مسلم وهو يصلي. وَتِلْكَ السَّاعَةُ لَا يُصَلَّى فِيهَا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever will supplicate Allah on that moment while in prayer, his prayer is accepted. Now the time between Asr and Maghrib is the time as you suggest. But then the hadith indicates that you've got to be in salah, and the time between Asr and Maghrib is not a time of salah. So how do you marry the two? How do you tie the two? So he answered, he said, has not the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man jalasa majlisan yantadhiru as-salah fahuwa fi salatin hatta yusalli? That once you've entered the masjid awaiting to perform salah, you are in salah. Once you've entered the masjid, and in another hadith of Ibn Majah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, inna Allah yubahi malaikatahu biman qada faridatan wa jalasa yantadhiru ukhra. Allah boasts to his angels of that creation of his, who after discharging one obligation, passionately waits the arrival of the next salah, so that he can immediately discharge that. So that's the second thing. May Allah give us the ability that we devote that time ideally to ibadah. The third virtue. The hadith appears in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man ghasala yawm al-jum'ah." That person who will perform a ghusl on a Friday. Ka'b Ahbar rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, "Haqqun ala kulli halim an yaghtasila yawm al-jum'ah ka ightisalihi min al-janaba." Every Muslim should take the ghusl like he would ideally do once he is coming out of the state of impurity. To take that ghusl, this is the ghusl, in other words, a correct, a total, a complete ghusl. Man ghassala yawm al-jum'ah, that person who performs the ghusl, wa massa min tibin in kana lahu, and then he applies itar and fragrance on his body. وَلَبِسَ مِنْ أَحْسَنِ ثِيَابِهِ, and he makes it a point to wear the best clothing that he owns. Now let me share with you another hadith that the Prophet ﷺ says, and this hadith appears in Abu Dawud. The Prophet ﷺ says, مَا عَلَىٰ أَحَدِكُمْ لَوِشْتَرَى ثَوْبَيْنِ سِوَى ثَوْبَيْ مِهْنَتِهِ. There is no harm on you. There is no harm on you. And it does not constitute, wasting. If you keep a garment exclusively for Friday, there is no harm on you if you keep a garment exclusively for Friday, apart from the regular clothing that you wear with your daily activities as a mark of respect. However, the Prophet ﷺ has told us in other ahadith to keep a garment exclusively for the night before the occasion, the night after the occasion. Obviously, this is extravagance, but it is not an act of extravagance to keep an exclusive outfit. Let me add by asking the brothers, what wrong would it cause you? How much harm would it make to your life if when you leave your house on a Friday morning, people keep their blazers, people keep their suits at the back, to at least keep an Islamic garb in the back of your car? I understand the challenges in the commercial world and the corporate world. You might have a code of conduct that you have to comply to in your appearance. But what is it so difficult, my brother, if I may ask, that before you come into the house of Allah, you at least put on a headgear, you take off that tie, you roll your trouser above your ankle, you put on that Islamic garb. The Prophet ﷺ said, ثُمَّ خَرَجَ وَعَلَيْهِ السَّكِينَةِ. And then he comes to the masjid with dignity. ثُمَّ يَرْكَعْ إِنْ بَدَالَهُ. Then he performs the sunnah. وَلَمْ يُؤْذِ أَحَدًا, and he does not cause discomfort and annoy anyone in any way. Now forgive me, I don't want to be harsh. My words are really the advice of a parting brother. I have a week left. But it's a pain that I want to share, and let me share it with you. The Prophet ﷺ says, and he doesn't cause discomfort to anyone. The scholars of hadith have explored the context of this word. It refers to, as it appears in the hadith of Bukhari, فَلَا يُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ اثْنَيْنِ. He doesn't walk in late separating two people. He doesn't scale the shoulders of people. My brother, you're walking from the rear to the front. You're scaling the shoulders. You're appeasing yourself, but the hadith says you have destroyed your reward. I ask you, imagine a man comes in your surgery and he jumps the queue. And he does this every week. He walks in late, he scales the shoulders, he doesn't respect the people that come early, and he just walks in and he says, make place for me, I have to perform the salah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, he who walks in late, separates two people, he has destroyed the rewards. Allah grant us the understanding, we need to do what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said. فَلَا يُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ اثْنَيْنِ. He doesn't separate two people. And then what does he do? لَبِسَ مِنْ أَحْسَنِ ثِيَابِهِ. He puts on the best of clothing. He applies itar. He comes to the masjid. ثُمَّ أَنْصَتَ إِذَا خَرَجَ إِمَامُهُ. He observes silence once the imam has commenced his khutbah. كَانَ كَفَّارَةً لِمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. Tell him all the sins committed from last Friday to this Friday have been forgiven. And the next narration, Abdul Razzaq says, I heard from Ma'mar. He said, I heard from Yahya ibn Kathir. He said, I heard from Abu Qilaba. He said, I heard from Abu al-Ash'as Sanhani. He said, I heard from Aws ibn Aws. And he said, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, حدثنا عبد الرزاق عن معمر عن يحيى بن كثير عن أبي قلابة عن أبي الأشعث الصنعاني عن أوس بن أوس أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من غسل واغتسل وبكر وبتكر ودنا من الإمام. He who performs the ghusl and then hastens to the masjid and sits early and listens attentively كان له بكل خطوة يخطوها صيام سنة وقيامها. Tell him every step he secures the reward of 1 year fasting and 1 year ibadat. On every step. The next hadith appears in Bukhari. Abu Huraira is the narrator. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ قَامَ عَلَى كُلِّ بَابٍ مِّنْ أَبْوَابِ الْمَسْجِدِ مَلَائِكَةٌ. The angels spread out on the earth and they secure all the entrances of every masjid. يَكْتُبُونَ الْأَوَّلَ فَالْأَوَّلَ, recording who comes early. What does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? فَالْمُهَجِّرُ إِلَى الْجُمْعَةِ كَالْمُهْدِي بَدَنَا. The one who comes first gets the reward of giving a camel. وَالَّذِي يَلِيهِ كَالْمُهْدِي بَقَرَةً. The one who comes second gets the reward of sacrificing a cow. وَالَّذِي يَلِيهِ كَالْمُهْدِي كَبْشَةً. The one who comes third gets the reward of sacrificing a sheep. And the Prophet ﷺ then narrows it down to a chicken and even likewise to an egg. He said, فَإِذَا جَلَسَ الْإِمَامِ. When the imam sits down on the minbar, طُوِيَتِ الصُّحُفِ, the books are shut. وَاسْتَمَعُوا الْخُطْبَةِ, and they listen to the khutbah. Now let me tell you, one of the greatest virtues of early arrival for Jummah is not that you'll get parking inside. You know, you come early, you'll get parking inside. Now my brother, that's by the way. Wallah, you'll get parking by Allah. And I quote to you, Bayhaqi narrates it. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud makes mention of it. One person by the name of Alqama ibn Qays says, Ruhtu ma'a Abdullah ibn Mas'ud ila al-Jum'ah. Myself and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, we went for Jum'ah. فَوَجَدَ ثَلَاثَةً قَدْ سَبَقُوهُ. When we got there, we found three people had come for Jum'ah prior to us. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud walked in and he said, رَابِعُ أَرْبَعَةً. Okay, so that makes us four. Hopefully four is not so bad. So I asked Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, what are you talking? He said, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ يَجْلِسُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنَ اللَّهِ بِقَدْرِ رَوَاحِهِمْ إِلَى الْجُمْعَةِ الْأَوَّلْ ثُمَّ الثَّانِي ثُمَّ الثَّالِثِ ثُمَّ الرَّابِعِ وَمَا أَرْبَعُ رَابِعَةٍ بِبَعِيدٍ. I heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, people will be graded and they will be granted the closeness and the nearness of Allah on the day of Qiyamah in proportion to their early arrival for Jum'ah. So the one who comes first sits closest on that day to in rank and in position. This is the benefit. And then in Ibn Kathir, that tafsir, under the tafsir of this ayah, the hadith appears, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادًا. Allah says, those who obey me, they will get paradise, and besides that, we have extra for them. The hadith is mentioned, when the dwellers of Jannah will enter Jannah and the dwellers of hell will enter hell. Allah save us from being the dwellers of hell. Nada munadin, an announcer will announce, inna lakum maw'idan indallah, yuridu an yunjizakumuhu, that Allah has one more promise to fulfill with you. So the dwellers of Jannah will say, alam yubayyid wujuhana, alam yuthaqqil mawazinana, wa yudkhilna al-jannah, but Allah gave it to us all, what is outstanding? Fayakshifu al-hijab, the riwayat of Muslim, the veils will be removed. فَمَا أَعْطَاهُمُ اللَّهُ شَيْئًا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا أَقَرَّ لِأَعْيُنِهِمْ مِنَ النَّظْرِ إِلَيْهِ. The entire Jannah will be mesmerized. They will be elated. They will be riveted. They will be gripped at the grandeur, the greatness, the magnanimity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And under the commentary of this ayah, وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيد, Allah says, I've got something special for you. I've got something special and extra. Ibn Kathir says, يَظْهَرُ الرَّبُّ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فِي كُلِّ جُمْعَةٍ. It refers to the fact that on every Friday, there will be a fresh reflection or a renewal of Allah's contract where He will reveal His countenance to the creation. This will happen on Friday, and this is the honor and this is the virtue and this is the merit of Friday. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also said, يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ يَوْمُ عِيدٍ. Ibn Abi Dunya has made mention of a quotation by a person by the name of Asim. He passed away. So some family member seen him in a dream and he asked him, how are you? He said, I am fine. He said, أين أنت, where are you? He said, في روضة من رياض الجنة. We're moving around in the gardens of Jannah. So this family member asked him, هل تعلمون بزيارتنا لكم? Listen, I come to your grave and I pray for you. Do you know of my coming? He said, نعلم بها عشية الجمعة. We come to know about it on a Friday. We kept informed and posted, نتلقى أخباركم. We are kept posted on your happenings and we know you come on Fridays. So I said, أجسامكم أم أرواحكم? Is it your physical body that comes to be aware and informed? Or is it your soul? He said, بَلِيَتِ الْأَجْسَامِ وَإِنَّمَا تَتَلَاقَى الْأَرْوَاحِ. The body, the physical body has decomposed. It's our souls that meet. And out of the respect of Friday, on Fridays we are informed of your coming. The Prophet ﷺ said, Friday is a day of Eid. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا يَوْمَ عِيدِكُمْ يَوْمَ صِيَامِكُمْ. إلا أن تصوموا قبله أو تصوموا بعده. That is why don't fast on the day of Eid. Don't fast on a Friday unless you have fasted the day before or you have fasted the day after. The hadith appears in Muslim Sharif. Muhammad ibn Abbad says, سألت جابر ابن عبد الله وهو يطوف بالبيت. We were making tawaf and I asked Jabir radiallahu anhu, أَنَّهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَنْ صِيَامِ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ. Did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibit the fasting of Friday? He said, نَعَمْ وَرَبِّ هَذِهِ الْبَنِيَّةِ. I swear by the Lord of this Kaaba, indeed the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has prohibited it. In fact, one day the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came to meet Juwayriya just to understand the significance of this day. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came to meet Juwayriya radiallahu anha, وَهِيَ صَائِمَةٌ, she was fasting. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the riwayat is in Bukhari, أَسُمْتِ أَمْسِ, did you fast yesterday? She said, لا. أَفَتُرِيدِينَ أَن تَصُومِ غَدًا, do you have plans of fasting tomorrow? She said, لا. He said, فَأَفْتِرِي, then break your fast. In the ahadith, we also learn what the Sahaba used to eat on Friday. They didn't eat dar. I quote you the hadith of Bukhari. The hadith of Bukhari. What Sahaba ate on Friday? Sahal ibn Sa'ad radiallahu anhu narrates it. He said, كانت فينا عجوزٌ. There was an elderly woman in our community. تأخذ من أصول السلق. She used to take beetroot. فتطرحه في القدر. She used to put it in her pot. وتكركر حبات من شعير. She used to take ground barley and mix it. And she had an art of cooking it. فَإِذَا صَلَّيْنَا الْجُمْعَةِ, we used to complete our Jum'ah from Masjid al-Nabawi. نُسَلِّمُ عَلَيْهَا, we would greet this elderly woman. فَتُقَدِّمُهُ إِلَيْنَا, and she used to present us with this most delicious meal. And this is what we used to eat on a Friday. Now, the ayat al-kareema that I quoted before you. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِن يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ, O you who believe, when the adhan is called out on a Friday, فَاسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, then make amends to the masjid, hasten towards the order of Allah. وَذَرُوا الْبَيْءِ, and terminate all forms of trade, transaction, commerce, business, whatever it is. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, this is better for you. فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ, once you've completed your salah, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, spread out on the earth. وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ, and search for your sustenance. وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا, but when you're searching for your sustenance after Jum'ah, be conscious of Allah. And Allah categorically says, remember Him in abundance. It is mentioned of a Sahabi in Ibn Kathir by the name of Iraq ibn Malik. After Jum'ah salah, he used to go out to the business. He used to say, Allahumma inni ajabtu da'watak, wa sallaytu faridhatak, wa antashartu kama amartani, farzuqni fa anta khayrul raziqin. Allah, I responded to your call. I closed my shop early. I performed the prayer. I'm now spreading out to search for sustenance. Grant me as you've promised it. In Ibn Kathir, there is a quotation. Now, this we like because, you know, anybody you talk, he wants to know the immediate return. This is something businessmen listen properly. Everyone. Man ba'a awishtara yawm al-jum'ati ba'da salah, بارك الله له 70 مرة. Ibn Kathir has recorded this year. The man who closes his shop early in advance, respects the call of Jum'ah. This is the quotation of certain pious people. Performs his salah, performs his sunnah salah after Jum'ah, and then goes out to open his shop. The scholars say Allah will grant him 70 times more barakat in the earnings after Jum'ah. من باع أو اشترى بعد الجمعة بارك الله له 70 مرة. Now one day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was delivering the khutbah. It was in the initial stages where the salah was performed first, the khutbah was followed thereafter, like we have in Eid. The salah was over, the khutbah, the first khutbah was concluded. It was the latter portion of the second khutbah. I beg of your undivided attention. It is, they're about to wrap up the second khutbah, and a caravan from Syria comes into Medina selling basic necessities, and they had a little bell that they would ring to attract the people. Sahaba caught up in a dilemma. There is a drought in Medina. There is a shortage of provisions. Salah is over. The first khutbah is over. It's the latter portion of the second khutbah. They debate. You cannot speak because it is totally unlawful. The hadith appears that Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu says that I was sitting in the masjid. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited Surah Tabarak on the minbar. وَأَبُو الدَّرْدَى يَغْمِزُنِي, and Abu Darda is touching me with his finger, and he said, مَتَى أُنزِلَتْ هَذِهِ السُّورَةِ فَإِنِّي لَمْ أَسْمَعْهَا. The Prophet ﷺ is reading Tabarak. When did this revelation come down? I never heard about it. So I'm telling him, you know, don't talk to me. After the salah was over, Ubay ibn Ka'b said, I told him that by you asking me that question, لَغَوْتَ, you have destroyed the reward of your total Jum'ah. He said, I didn't like the answer. I went to the Prophet ﷺ. I said, O Prophet of Allah, look at the stern verdicts. I don't know what this Mufti is issuing. Look at the stern verdict of Ubay ibn Ka'b. The Prophet said, I conquer the verdict of Ubay ibn Ka'b. By you asking these things while the khutbah is in process, you've destroyed it. So anyway, it's the latter portion of the second khutbah. Sahaba debate, and most of them excuse themselves from the gathering with the exception of 12, in which were the Khulafa'i Rashidin. They excuse themselves to buy basic necessities, but at the cost of leaving the Prophet ﷺ at the mercy of 12 attentive companions. It was this, responding to a call of need, because the caravan had only come in at that hour, but at the cost of compromising a minimal portion of the khutbah, it prompted such stern revelation. وَإِذَا رَأَوْا تِجَارًا When they see business, commerce and trade, إِنْفَضُّوا إِلَيْهَا They hasten towards it. وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا And they abandon you single. قُلْ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّغْوِ وَمِنَ التِّجَارَةِ Say unto them that their sustenance doesn't lie there, but tell them to listen to the khutbah of my Nabi, I'll provide for them divinely. Now, my pain is, my brother, as I mentioned, my time is up, and these are the last minutes I have, one more Jummah, whatever I need to say in this, may Allah inspire me and one and all. But we have brothers strolling in here till the last minute. You might argue with me, and rightfully so, that the lecture is not part of the khutbah. Correct, my brother, the Jummah, the khutbah is part of the salah. The English lecture is not part of the official Jummah. But then do you understand the message of the Arabic khutbah? Are you taking some spirituality back home? For many of us, our only bond with Allah, our only contact with Islam is a Friday salah. We make it a point to come last and leave early. You decide from there. The Prophet ﷺ said, لَيَنْتَهِيَنَّ أَقْوَامٌ عَنْ وَدْعِهِمُ الْجُمْعَاتِ You will be shocked to know how many of our youngsters don't listen to the khutbah at all. It is mind-boggling to know how many people due to work abandon Jum'ah. Let me tell you what the Prophet ﷺ has said. لَيَنْتَهِيَنَّ أَقْوَامٌ عَنْ وَدْعِهِمُ الْجُمْعَاتِ أَوْ لَيَخْتِمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ ثُمَّ لَيَكُونُنَّ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ Tell people to stop treating Jum'ah light and abandoning it before Allah permanently blocks and seals that heart and they will never get the ability to reform. مَنْ تَرَكَ ثَلَاثَ جُمَعْ تَهَاوُنًا Last week one brother phoned me, he says, I'm booking a flight to Durban, but it's a Jum'ah. I said, you can't even consider it. I can understand it's a business venture, it's an international flight, you looked at the schedule, nothing else, a domestic flight to compromise your Jum'ah. مَنْ تَرَكَ ثَلَاثَ جُمَعْ تَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ He who misses three Jum'ahs in succession, tell him his heart has been sealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us understand the virtue, the merit and the importance. If we will respect the Jummah in the true sense of the word, then hopefully we can be amongst those fortunate people whom Allah favors with a death on this day. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and I leave you with this hadith, Tirmidhi has it, Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu is the narrator, he said, مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يَمُوتُ يَوْمَ الْجُمْعَةِ أَوْ لَيْلَةَ الْجُمْعَةِ إِلَّا وَقَاهُ اللَّهُ فِتْنَةَ الْقَبْرِ He who is fortunate to die on the eve of a Friday or the day of a Friday, tell him his grave is a garden of paradise before he arrives. There's no questioning for him. كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ أَجْرُ الشَّهِيدِ He dies as a martyr. I can't decide when I'm going to die, but I can decide to discipline my life, and I can decide to respect my Friday. How many are they who don't even perform the five daily salah on a Friday? What more can I say? So if we will make a mark of respect, respecting one day, there's no news in the house today, there's no sports in the house, there's no newspaper in the house, it is a day of Jum'ah. It is a weekly event, it is a weekly bounty. By me respecting it, promoting an atmosphere of respect, Allah by His kindness and mercy can make me amongst those that die on this Jummah. Allah inspire us with the reality. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.